You're listening to KNKX, and our food commentator Nancy Leeson is back from London, where she, her husband, and son enjoyed international cuisine, a thumping head cold, and that most British of fast snacks. She tells KNKX's Dick Stein and us all about it on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, you're back from London, bringing the gift that keeps on giving.
The illness I got on the plane on my way over to London and promptly gave to my husband, Mac. We were both sicker than sick for much of our nearly two-week vacation.
Were you able to get out and eat at all? Could you taste anything?
We got a pretty good start. We didn't get it right away. We had a few great meals and not a few average ones as well. It's funny, when I travel to, say, if I'm going to New York or Chicago for the James Beard Award, and I'm there for a reason like that, I might check out fancy restaurants. But when my husband and son and I travel together, we rent an apartment and we try our best to be neighbors and to sort of blend in the neighborhood and eat at the places that the neighbors go.
So how were those places?
The first night we were there, we had to go to a British pub, right? So we ended up chatting with some really fun folks that were there for the football game. And by football, you know I mean soccer. The Bobbies were at the door, worried that people would throw their plastic cups at one another if the game got too crazy on TV. So,
and I understand they serve plastic cups on game nights and not glass ones.
And they won't even let you in if you're from the away team. Forget it, you're not allowed in.
Just to prevent a riot, huh?
But the day we went to St. Paul's Cathedral, which is 528 steps to the top on a completely empty stomach, by the time we got down, we were hangrier than can possibly be.
Hangry with an H?
Yes. We were so hungry that we were angry, practically at each other's throats. But then, like a beacon in the night, Nate found a tiny Ethiopian restaurant hiding behind a little skinny electronics store. And we went in there and had one of the most amazing meals, owned by a woman and her family. And she came out and ascertained what we liked. She made her own injera.
That stretchy Ethiopian bread. I love that stuff.
Oh, it's so delicious. And asked us if we like spicy food and then sent one of her kids out to get some chilies from our neighborhood grocery store.
You know, that's the really good eating. Not going to some fancy famous place, but discovering a hole in the wall.
It really is. And sometimes you can get some local intelligence or from friends. Nate had a pal who had just gotten back from London and said, you have to eat at Roti King. And it was a little basement operation, very crowded. We didn't have to wait too long because we hit it late in the afternoon. And they were making the most beautiful flaky roti on the griddle. We had some laksa. I loved that meal.
Well, I know laksa is that spicy Malaysian coconut curry noodle soup. But what's roti?
It's a type of bread. It's a batter that's made real fine and it comes up very flaky. Sometimes it's stuffed. Sometimes it comes, as it did here, the roti canai, a little curry on the side for dipping.
Oh, boy.
I took a video, Stein. I'll send it to you.
Okay, we'll put it on the post at knkx.org. Wait, you have not mentioned fish and chips. Don't tell me you went to London and didn't have any fish and chips.
I absolutely did, Stein. At the airport at Heathrow, it was the best fish and chips I ever had. And it had mushy peas on the side. Doesn't that sound dreadful?
Yeah. Was it served in newspaper?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
But the fish was outstanding. And those mushy peas, they weren't mushy at all. They were just chopped up, you know, fresh frozen peas. It was practically the only veg I ate while I was there.
In the whole trip, what was the best meal you had?
You know, we flew out of Vancouver, B.C., and Nate turned us on to this place called Wang's Taiwan Beef Noodle House on Granville Street. It's real close to the airport. Hey, I think I would drive up to Vancouver just to eat there again.
Coming and going, your best meals were at airports. With KNKX Globetrotter, Nancy. Leeson.
He's Dick.
There's no place like home.
Stein.